from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Three San Francisco police officers are on leave today after firing at a knife-wielding man in a wheelchair. Yesterday's incident marks the second time in 2 weeks the department has come under scrutiny for shooting a suspect. KQED's Rachel Dornhelm just returned from a press conference called by SFPD Chief George Gascon.
Chief Gascon said he believed ultimately the officers had acted legally, that they would be cleared, but he said, yes, we can do better. He seems to be interested in using this incident to promote the idea of tasers in the department again. The idea had been shot down by the police commission in the past, but it appears that the use of tasers will come up again, perhaps mid-next month, mid-February, for the police commission to consider one more time.
That's KQED's Rachel Dornhelm. Two of the officers fired their service weapons at the suspect. Another officer used a beanbag gun to try and subdue him. 200 expectant mothers in the East Bay will get free produce and cooking classes through a new program of Alameda County's Public Health Department. Food to Families will also tap local mom-and-pop stores to offer healthy food choices in targeted neighborhoods. The Health Department's Jessica Lugenbuhl says there's a reason for that approach.
There are an abundance of corner stores that sell a lot of unhealthy food and liquor and cigarettes. So why not change that food environment by putting fresh produce in these corner stores that are very easily accessible to really change the food landscape?
Food to Families will focus on West Oakland and the Ashland Cherryland community near Hayward. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Santa Clara University Levy School of Business, whose evening MBA begins in March. SCU.edu/MBA.